8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, here we are. My goodness, we've already had some fall sports have wrapped up on the high school scene, getting ready to get into the postseason for some of the others. And we are not far off from winter sports seasons getting underway. And joining us to talk a little bit more about it this morning, he's the activities director at Galesburg High School. Eric Matthews joins us. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in with us here this morning. My goodness, it seems like it's gone pretty quick. I know, obviously, you've been very, very busy. It's probably gone even faster for you with all the activities going on.
Well, yeah, it's also got to remember we went to the middle of June.
Yeah.
So we didn't really have a long break there in between, and then, you know, beginning of August, we're getting things ready for fall practices and snap a finger and we are, you know, golf is done and tennis is done and football is our last regular season game is Friday, and volleyball, we've got our last regular season this Thursday. So we're slowly kind of closing some chapters on some of the fall sports, but at the same time, as one ends, it's, as I've been working on the last 2 weeks, is getting ready for the Thanksgiving tournaments that are coming up, and because those are back in full swing and we're hosting those and trying to prep for what's coming next in round two.
Eric Matthews, Activities Director, Galesburg High School, joining us here this morning. You know, although it wasn't very long ago, we finished up that weird year last year. Football, spring football finished up, and then baseball, and like you said, everything going into June. It still seems like a lifetime ago, though, doesn't it? Even though it wasn't very long ago.
It does. It seems like it was a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I was joking with Coach Pickerel the other day, because not only are we getting ready for winter, but we're also finalizing some things for the spring, and we have an early season baseball invite, and trying to get those teams. And I'm like, man, it seems like the last time we hosted this was like 10 years ago, but it was 2 years, you know, or 3 years ago. You know, it will have been three. So it's just like you start to put these things in perspective, and it's like, well, that really wasn't that long ago, but it feels like it's been forever because we've had construction going on at this whole time, and now we're back in the high school and we're starting to get some things back, but it just seems like timeline wise, like we've aged 10 years and it's been a year that we've been, you know, kind of in this COVID, we'll call it the COVID schedule, but we're getting back, and you know, we're full steam ahead with our normal winter activities.
One of the things a little bit more normal, and this was more due to the construction side of things, was volleyball finally got back into Thiel Gym, meaning basketball is going to be that had to be nice to be back there.
Yeah, it's you know, it was, we would have loved to have had it sooner, but it was we had to get kids back in the building, and that was the priority. So, you know, as we checked things off, it became, we've got to get Thiel back. And so we got together to figure out what can we do and how soon can we do it. And Jason Spring and his crew of custodians spent a lot of time on the weekends coming in and prepping that. And Mike Westfall during the day. And we finally got there. So we've gotten the gym back, and volleyball's been in there for a couple weeks now. And we've got the regional coming up next week, so we're going to be able to play that in Thiel. Now we're trying to get the locker rooms back. That would be the next step. We've got to get the concession stand. So we've got all these little things that we've got a bunch of little things that we're trying to put out. So we're slowly getting there. We'll be good for basketball. It just takes a lot of people and a lot of time to get some of these things back, but we're getting there. And I know that the boys and girls basketball players that have been coming in have really enjoyed being able to come back into Thiel and just do some shooting around, because, well, some of them have never played in there.
Yeah.
Because if they were a freshman last year, they didn't get that opportunity. And some, you know, as they're going to be juniors and seniors, same thing. They've been away for over a year too. So the field house was great for us to be able to have home events, because if we wouldn't have had that, I'm not sure what we would have done. Maybe been a lot of road games. So we were lucky to have that so that we could have home events. But now we're in the process of trying to, whatever that word normal means anymore, but we're trying to get back to that normal daily schedule of practices and events.
Well, it's interesting. The only thing to those students that have been in Thiel prior, That's the only thing out of the high school that looks the same. With all the construction, everything else is different. Thiel, which, you know, coming off renovations not that long ago, with, you know, was kind of a brand new gym anyway.
Yeah. So we've, you know, we'll probably have some new lighting in there. We're working on updating the lighting as you know, through this construction with the lights being on. We've have an opportunity that we can maybe put LEDs in there and be a little more cost effectiveness moving forward. So other than that, not a lot of changes. It's just we just haven't been in there for so long. Yeah. So it just, you know, when we finally uncovered the floor and we, you know, it's like, oh, my God, it's still under there because it had been a year that you just hadn't seen it.
Yeah.
It was just full of equipment for the project. And to be able to get it back was kind of like a breath of fresh air.
Absolutely. Yeah. Eric Matthews, Activities Director at Galesburg High School, talking athletics here as the fall season's wrapping up, getting ready for the winter and spring seasons. So as far as for fans, and I know obviously the volleyball fans coming into Thiel Gym, are we still coming in near the gym on the west side?
Yeah.
There?
So,
okay.
Yeah, West Circle Drive,
okay.
if you haven't been there yet, is all brand new. We've got dedicated handicap parking now, which is awesome. New sidewalks, new curbage, and then, you know, there's about 20 new spots there. So we've got, for me, for somebody that hosts the events, being able to have a bigger area for teams to be dropped off and for the handicap. Like, we actually have spots. So I feel better and really good about that. But, yeah, you'll come in through the West Circle doors, which have all been replaced, so those are all new. You'll come in, and it's going to look a lot different. The ticket booth is gone. We're in the process of, you know, getting new trophy cases and some new signage there when you come in. But it might look different, but it's the same. Everything else is still good to go. But yeah, you'll come in there, you'll park in the normal spots, and you know the gym is right there. The doors are in the same spot, the balconies, nothing's changed there. So it's just more of the appearance on the outside will look a lot different.
We were talking about the fall sports season's wrapping up. Of course, the final football game this Friday night on the road, right?
Up at Alamann.
Yeah, or Augustana.
Yeah,
so we got postseason. We have, I think, what, this week in postseason, what, cross country?
Yeah, we got the cross country regional we're hosting this year out of Lake Story. The girls will run at 10, and then the boys will run at 10:45. So we're hosting both of those races out at Lake Story this weekend.
Yep. Of course, golf wrapped up. Jason Runbaum on the boys' side had a really good season and medaled at state.
Yeah, pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Great kid, great golfer. Got playing well at the right time, and got seventh overall in the state. And
he'll be back next year, right?
He'll be back.
Yeah.
He's a junior, and he actually he just got something new. We started in the Big Six this year. Is we're doing a sport specific MVP. You know, we do the Don Morris Award at the end of the year, and that's a traditional multi-sport athlete. So the last couple of years, we've been trying to figure out how can we recognize maybe those one-sport kids, because sometimes they go overlooked. And we came up with a sport MVP. And actually, I just found out the other day, Jason Runbaum was the Western Big Six Boys Golf regular season MVP.
Wow.
Which is voted on by the coaches. So, yeah, he's got that. We've got a plaque coming for him, so we'll be able to broadcast that out. But Coach Noonan just informed me that yesterday. So,
yeah.
Great young man. Did really, really well. Played well. And like you said, he'll be back for one more year.
Yeah, so congratulations to Jason on that. On our source, as you mentioned, tennis is wrapped up. Volleyball postseason will start next week. We're hosting a regional. That's good.
Yeah, we've got the regional will be on Tuesday the 26th. We play at 5:30 against Rock Island, and then Dixon and Dunlap will play after, and then the two winners will play on Thursday back in Thiel. So we've got that regional going on. And then I think that's kind of the end. As we gear up for everything else that's getting ready to happen here for the winter.
Yeah, and of course, basketball, the practice starts. Was it November 1st the practice actually starts?
Yes, November 1st,
For basketball. So let's talk football a little bit. Man, the season is just so close, and Coach Blackwell, of course, a brand-new coaching staff, and what a great job they did. I mean, just so darn close. That Rock Island game gave Sterling all they wanted. Moline, we just saw what they did to Sterling, just how good that team is.
Right.
But what a great job they did first year, and the kids really came through.
Yeah, they, you know, I expected us to do pretty well on Friday, and for a first season, I think that's I think that's great. He's done a great job with the kids, and yeah, we're kind of a player away here or there. If you look at week one at Dunlap, we go for two, and that could have changed some things. And then Sterling, we played well for about 3.5 quarters, and then kind of ran out of gas. And then the Rocky game at home could have went either way. So if we could finish up 4-5, I think that would be great. And I don't know, who knows with COVID and everything with football. I don't, who's going to get in and not, and maybe there'll be some teams that are 4-5 to get in. I don't, who knows, but yeah. I think him, the coaches, did a great job, with the kids and, getting the kids back out. Cause we had an unusual end with spring football, and then, we were kind of in school, but not kind of in school. And then you had summer hit and trying to get the numbers back up. But I think all in all, I think they did a great job so far. And, like I said, we can finish on a high note here on Friday up there at Augustana. I think that would kind of be fitting to the, if that is the end of the year for Coach Blackwell and his staff.
Yeah, great job they've done this year. Well, as we said, we're not far off. Thanksgiving tournament's going to be back in full force this year. But I saw on the schedule that there are games starting like the week before Thanksgiving. Is that right? Will we actually be playing girls?
Yeah, we're
going to.
Yeah, we've got the girls
like the 16th,
is kind of it's an invite, really,
right?
Because you don't play everybody. Because I mean, Evan is the brainchild behind that, and we'll have anywhere from 12 to 15 teams, and it's kind of like, how many games do you want to play? We can get you one, we can get you five. So
yeah,
we're actually going to play Limestone on the Tuesday, kind of before it gets going, and then we're hosting a game with Freeport and Riverdale on a Wednesday to get them a game, and then that Saturday it really. Really gets going that Saturday before Thanksgiving, and we'll have the field house going. We've got Field Gym. I think games start at 8:30, and the last one's at 7:30. So
wow.
It is an all day. You spend $5 and you can watch more basketball than you could imagine.
So, yeah, yeah.
And then we'll have the boys coming up the next week,
yep.
And that this year it's a little it's kind of those things. We were looking for some teams, and we've got Dunlap's joining this year. Limestone's joining this year, and the one that I was kind of surprised is Chicago King
really?
Is coming down. Yeah,
wow.
it was they reached out and saw that we had an opening, and talked with Coach Thompson on how we could make it work. So we've got some fresh blood coming to the tournament, so we're pretty excited about that. We'll still have us, Moline, and Chicago Wells, and then Madison, a small school from down south. So yeah, and we're able to actually get some of our sophomore teams some games. So we've got some of those teams bringing a sophomore so we can get them a couple games early on too. So it'll be a lot, lot of basketball in a short amount of time, but it'll feel nice to be able to try to get that event going again because we've kind of hit pause for a while.
When you mentioned Coach Thompson, of course, new basketball staff with Coach Chad Thompson taking over. And are there other new staff members as well throughout on the boys' side?
Yeah, we've got Garrett Rowell's our sophomore coach, mm-hmm. and he's still on staff. And then Mark Harden, who's been at the junior high, is going to be the new varsity assistant.
And he's in the high school daily and sees the kids too, right?
Yeah, so, he's a dean, and so that was kind of a good fit. And then Tom Hawkins is still still helping. He's just not going to be in the. He's more of the volunteer assistant coach, so that's something that he wanted to do. And I know he's looking forward to it and just getting back with being around the guys and kind of slowly starting to gear back up into that. And we've had a lot of conversations lately with – it's hard to believe it's October 19th, but it's going to be a month here before you know it, and we're going to be playing games.
Yeah, so we've got basketball, boys and girls, of course, wrestling. We'll have swimming as well?
We'll have boys swimming.
Boys swimming, okay.
Yeah, and then we'll have – we got girls bowling, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
And if anybody saw last week, Chloe Day is assigned to go to Mount Mercy there in Iowa, and we're extremely excited for her and all the success that she's had since she's been at the high school. It's a pretty phenomenal bowler. That's able to do what she does is pretty crazy. So, and then we'll have our cadets and cheerleaders, and competitive cheerleading will be going again. So, yeah, we're trying to put all the pieces together and figure out where everybody's going to go and get practice schedule set and finalize everything. So, yeah, we're we're going to be off and rolling here quickly.
Yeah, so wrapping up some of the fall sports. And, again, we don't know with the football. They'll be playing definitely Friday night and hope for a win, and then we'll see what happens when they start announcing. Because I didn't think about the fact that, yeah, there could be teams out with COVID or what. I mean, because that's happened throughout the season.
Yeah. We were talking about this the other day. Yeah. There's anywhere from 9 to 10 games a week that are out because of COVID, and I don't know how that will play or if it'll play into the playoffs. Whether I think you have to have so many games played, but if you don't have enough wins, and then you start looking at teams that probably have played 9 games and playoff points and those types of things. So, I mean, who knows?
Yeah,
it's just one of those things. Step one.
Take care of your own business
on Friday and enjoy that. And if that's the last game, go out on top. And if it's something else happens, then we'll be ready for the opportunity, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, Eric, always appreciate your time. I know you're busy and getting busier. You're never not busy. I was going to say getting busier, but like when the Thanksgiving tournament rolls around, that's kind of all day, long days. But
long days, all day. There you go.
part of the job. So, well, I look forward to being back out there and seeing you guys out there again. Looking forward to being back in. I loved it. The field house was great. Everything that you guys had a set up great there. But it's going to be great to be back in Field Gym again.
Well, because it's home.
Yeah.
And it's not just for the players, but for you guys, the media, the radio.
Fans, especially.
For the fans, for the workers. Yeah. It's just, we took a break, but now we're back. And I think everybody will be, kind of sigh of relief to be able to be back in there. Kind of, because if you think about the last, before volleyball, the last event that we had in there was the regional championship between us and Peoria Emanuel. And that seems like that was
decades
ago.
And, yeah, it does.
That was the last event before we got back in there for volleyball, which is hard to believe.
It really is. Eric, always appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And I look forward to seeing you out at the high school.
Sounds good. See you down the road.